ओम ज्ञानति मिरांदस्या ज्ञानाजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येना तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः चैतन्य मनोभीष्टां स्थापितां येन भूतले स्वयारूपकदा मायां ददति स्वपदान्तिकां वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां सग्रजतं सहगणरघुनाथमितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपीकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुत देवी प्राणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are today reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3. It's called Karma Yoga, and text number 3. So the page is 137 from the small new book. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dvividanishta Paraproktama Yanga Gana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. So you can repeat after me. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dvividanishta Paraproktama Yanga Gana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dvividanishta Pura Proktamayanaga Yana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dvividanishta Pura Proktamayanaga Gyana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dvividanishta Pura Proktamayanaga Gyana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dvividanishta Pura Proktamayanaga Yana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dvividanishta Pura Proktamayanaga Yana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. Mataji? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dvividanishta Pura Proktamayanaga Gyana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Loke, in the world, Asmin, this, Divida, two kinds of nishta, faith, pura, formally, prokta, were said, maya, by me, anaga, O sinless one, gena yogena, by the linking process of knowledge, sankhyanam, of the empiric philosophers, karma yogena, by the linking process of devotion, yoginam, of the devotees. Purport and translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O sinless Arjuna, I have already explained that there are two classes of men who try to realize the Self. Some are inclined to understand it by empirical philosophical speculation, and others by devotional service. Purport. In the second chapter, verse 39, the Lord explained two kinds of procedures, namely Sankhya Yoga and Karma Yoga or Buddhi Yoga. In this verse, the Lord explains the same more clearly. Sankhya Yoga, or the analytical study of the nature of spirit and matter, is the subject matter for persons who are inclined to speculate and understand things by experimental knowledge and philosophy. The other class of men work in Krishna consciousness, as it is explained in the 61st verse of the second chapter. The Lord has explained also in the 39th verse that by working by the principles of Buddhi Yoga or Krishna consciousness, one can be relieved from the bonds of actions, and furthermore, there is no flaw in the process. The same principle is more clearly explained in the 61st verse, that this Buddhi Yoga is to depend entirely on the Supreme, or more specifically on Krishna, and in this way all the senses can be brought under the control very easily. Therefore, both the yogas are interdependent as religion and philosophy. Religion without philosophy is sentiment, or sometimes fanatism, while philosophy without religion is mental speculation. The ultimate goal is Krishna, because the philosophers, who are also sincerely searching after the absolute truth, come in the end to Krishna consciousness. This is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. The whole process is to understand the real position of the Self in relation to the Super Self. The indirect process is philosophical speculation, by which gradually one may come to the point of Krishna consciousness. And the other process is directly connecting everything with Krishna in Krishna consciousness. Of these two, the path of Krishna consciousness is better, because it does not depend on purifying the senses by a philosophical process. Krishna consciousness is itself the purifying process, and by the direct method of devotional service, it is simultaneously easy and sublime. The Supreme Personality of God had said, O sinless Arjuna, I have already explained that there are two classes of men who try to realize the Self. Some are inclined to understand it by empirical philosophical speculation, and others by devotional service. You are here first time? Yes? Did you read Bhagavad Gita? Yes? Something? Okay. So this is a conversation between the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and His dear devotee, Arjuna. So now we are reading the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is Karma Yoga. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is explaining different kinds of yogas. And so here Krishna said that there that Krishna says to Arjuna that he explained that there are two classes of men who tries to realize the self. So one can try to understand Krishna by his intelligence and mind, and such a way is dependent on our own strength. So if we try to realize God with our own mind, which is an intelligence which is completely material, and God is above the material world, then we will not be able to do it. It is said that Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that in the end, even the philosophers and speculators, in the end, they come to Krishna consciousness. But after many, many or lifetimes or many years of searching for the absolute truth. So if we try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by our intelligence, for example, if we're just trying to read books and to understand it through books, it is possible to become purified. Of course, this is the process. Krishna is explaining many yoga processes, but it will be very difficult. And the other process is to depend completely on the mercy of the Lord, to completely surrender. And Krishna says in this verse, so that there is that you can understand by philosophical speculation, and others by devotional service. So devotional service means that we do everything what Krishna likes. For example, if somebody asks you, please can you bring me a glass of water, and then he comes back and brings you a glass of juice, that won't be pleasing to that person because he said, I would like some water. So we have to do what he likes, and of course we will also get satisfaction, because it's natural thing when somebody makes someone happy, isn't it that he feels also good? It's nice feeling, right? When you make something for someone, you become also satisfied, and such person will also react in the same way. He would like to give something to you, and so on. So there are also six kinds of exchanges between devotees. So by doing this, we can become also very purified. So here it is mentioned, devotional service. So we have to do everything what Krishna likes, according to our nature of the body also, because there are four ashrams and four varnas. So we have to do according to it. But the point is to not be attached to something. If we are doing something for Krishna, then we shouldn't be attached for the results. Or is it going to be like this or that? Because that means that we are trying to do something and we think that it's depending on us. I have to do something for Krishna. And, you know, you are frustrated or something. It doesn't work. And then it fails, you know. But if you have in your mind that, actually, Prabhupada said that if you understand three things, that in truth, that you know everything. So if you know that Krishna is the ultimate controller of everything and everyone, if you know that He is the supreme enjoyer, and that He is the friend of every living being, then if you really realize this, you will not have any materialistic problems anymore. But you have to realize it, or just know it. Because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Prabhupada gave a nice example that, for example, you have a body, and if you eat food, then you're satisfying your belly, and the belly is in the enjoyer in the body. But the belly is so nice that it gives also energy to hands, legs, head, and all the parts of the body. So it goes naturally. So Srila Prabhupada explained that in the same way, we should satisfy Krishna, and then we will be also pleased. will be satisfied by serving Him, will immediately be happy. But we have to have this consciousness in our mind before doing devotional service. For example, we wake up at 4 o'clock. Why do I wake up at 4? I wake up because I have to wake up, because I'm in temple, or what is the attitude? So we should think, I'm waking up to get purified, so one day I may serve Krishna with real love and devotion. So it's like this. And so it's all about the attitude and about Shraddha, about faith. So as how much faith did you develop for Krishna? This is the point. So it is all about Shraddha and the attitude. So if you have a right attitude and waking up at 4 o'clock to get purified and to serve the Lord with love and devotion, then gradually we will become purified and we will be naturally happy from within, from inside. And we will not want to go outside and, you know, sense enjoyment and so on. So we have to. So this is the first thing, to know that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So the second one was that we know that Krishna is the supreme controller of everything and everyone. Then we will not think, oh, what is this person doing? Oh, he's not doing it right. Or, you know, we will know that Krishna is the controller, and we will not try to control someone. Let me give example. Like, if Krishna is controlling everything and you have it in your mind that he's really controller, then you will not want to control something, because we try to control, I don't know, our wife, our children's, everything, you know, and we think that everything is depending on us and that we should be the one who should act. And this is the same thing with Arjuna. Krishna was explaining to Arjuna, of course, to the whole Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna didn't want to fight. And he said, I will go to forest, become sannyasi and meditate. But that wouldn't satisfy Krishna. He said, no, you have to fight. So then Arjuna should accept it and he should fight, because it's for the pleasure of Krishna. And Krishna said, even if you die, you will go to heavenly planets and enjoy there. And if you win, you will have the whole kingdom, and you will have heaven on the planet Earth, and you will still enjoy. So he was saying that you must fight, so to satisfy Krishna. So the third one is that you know that Krishna is your best friend, and he is our only friend actually. He is our best friend. He is situated in everyone's hearts as Paramatma, the Super Soul. Of course, we cannot see it because we have materialistic eyes, and he is totally spiritual, transcendental. So we have to connect with him in the heart. It's not an easy thing, of course, because we need to have a peaceful mind, because our mind is very fast. Many things are going on, you know. Our mind is circling the same things in the head, and so on. So we should keep in mind and know that Krishna is our best friend. And we should not be worried. Vaishnava is not worried, because he knows Krishna is my maintainer, he is my savior. He is protecting me, and I'll just do devotional service for him. He's not having any difficulty while he's doing devotional service for Krishna. He completely depends on Krishna. This is full faith, unflinching faith in Krishna. And he is the controller. He is the enjoyer. I have to do everything for him. I don't care for myself. Like this. And Krishna will be very, very pleased. It's also, there's a beautiful story with Srivastakur. He appeared also when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago in golden incarnation. So once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his house to visit him a little bit. And Srivastakur was a very nice Vaishnava, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have a big family and a house, and you're not doing any job, you're not a businessman, how are you going to maintain your family? And he said, I don't need any job or business, I depend completely on Krishna. This is not my family, this is not my house, this is Krishna's house, and this family is Krishna's family. So I see them as servants of Krishna. So I depend fully on Krishna. And then he explained that he clapped three times. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked what it means, these three clappings. And he said that if the first day nothing comes to them, no supply, nothing, food, water, if it doesn't come, they tolerate. They are not going out and begging. Because Vaishnava is not someone who is begging, oh, please give me this or give me that. He's completely depending on Krishna. Because he knows he will give him. And he said, second day, if nothing comes, we still tolerate. And he said, even the third day, if nothing comes, we tolerate. And he said, the fourth day, if it comes, and Krishna doesn't give us anything, my whole family, we go to Ganges, and we throw ourselves there and die. We don't care. So he said, we completely depend upon Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very pleased because he had such consciousness in his head. And of course, they didn't throw themselves in Ganges because Krishna was completely taking care of them, because they completely surrendered. They did everything for Krishna. The whole family was engaged in devotional service for Krishna. They didn't care about themselves. And this is relationship between God and the spirit soul, that we are the servants and he is the enjoyer. And we can be enjoyed by God. So we are also kind of enjoying it. It is like being enjoyed. It's like if you eat rasagul, who is enjoying you or rasagul? You're being enjoyed by it. So you're eating something sweet and you're being enjoyed, but we think that we are enjoying. But that's not actually the right attitude. So Krishna is the enjoyer and we are supposed to be enjoyed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with him. And anyway, I wanted to mention a few more things about this devotional service, because Krishna described that there are two ways to know the self, to become self-realized. So by the empiric philosophical way, it's very difficult. And in the end, of course, they come to bhakti yoga and they start devotional service to Krishna. Because with our mind, we cannot understand God. He is above all this material nonsense. This is his external energy. And we can only know him by his mercy, if we really depend upon him. So Shraddha is actually based upon everything, upon our all, upon the whole process of Bhakti Yoga. How much Shraddha you have, that's how much Krishna will actually show himself to you. Because if we don't have faith in him, he will not shower his mercy upon us. And if we have more and more faith, of course, this is the process. We can't really have, you know, like this faith. It can happen, but rarely, that we have unflinching faith in Krishna and so on. And this is actually developed easily by association of someone who has really unflinching faith in Krishna. Then easily we can develop the same mood. And so we have to try to do devotional service. And also by reading the nice stories about Krishna, we will be attracted by them. Like reading Krishna book and the pastimes of Krishna with the cowhead boys when he appeared 5,000 years ago in India. So he performed many pastimes with them, with gopis. And by reading them, we become more and more attracted by this. And by reading Bhagavad Gita and so on, we are getting rid also of our misconceptions about ourselves, about the material energy, about God, and about the spiritual energy. So by reading these books, gradually we will also become purified, but it's not the same as hearing. So hearing is the most, Shravanam Prabhupada explained, Shravanam is the most effective process in this age. You don't have to, Prabhupada explained, that you don't have to leave your job, you can do whatever you do, but just listen every day Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And he mentioned the best is to hear it from someone who is realized. Then it will be more effective. It will have effect on the soul. Because it has to come through our ear and it has to touch the soul so that we get experience. And when we get experience, our Shraddha will get very strong. We need experiences. And then gradually, our anarthas, bad habits, will go away from our heart and mind. And we'll become purified. So I wanted to mention a few things about this process of devotional service and about philosophical speculation. It's also another way. So I'm reading from Madhurya Kadambini, Cloud Bank of Nectar. So there is one nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam says that even though one engages with great endeavor in the mystic yoga system, philosophical speculation, charity, vows, penances, ritualistic sacrifices, teaching Vedic mantras to others, personal study of the Vedas, or the renouncing order of life, still one cannot achieve me. So we can try everything, as said here, all the yogas, for philosophical speculation, giving up everything, renouncing. The best thing is, because this is very, it's just hard way. The best way is that we really become disattached from things. That we really, when we wake up, we think in a humble mood, Krishna, I know I'm not purified, and I'm a fallen conditioned soul on a materialistic platform, but I want to completely depend upon you, and I want to do devotional service to you and get purified. So if you have this attitude, I want to get purified so I can serve you, and we pray and cry every day for it. We have to really, really cry, be eager to serve Krishna. Really do it from our heart. Because it's very difficult. Maya, the material energy, is very strong. It is said that soul is stronger than thousands of suns. Of thousands of suns, the soul is stronger. But Maya is so strong, and the soul is really small. And we really can't fight against her. So we need mercy of Shuddha Bhaktas, pure devotees, who have already relationship with Krishna, and who are having him in the heart, talking with him, and so on. So by their mercy, we can, this is called Guru Kripa Shakti, to get mercy from Guru, so we can perform our devotional service, but really do it from our heart, not just on mental platform. Wake up at 4 and do everything the same, but does it change? We should ask ourselves, is something changing really? I'm getting some experience because I'm waking at 4, doing japa 2 hours a day, going for Guru Puja, listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavad Gita, doing some service for the Lord every day. And we should ask ourselves, are we really, really doing some progress? So it can be that also, I think it was Jagannandanda Pandit. Someone asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I see so many devotees chanting, but why are they not getting complete, like they're not becoming self-realized and so on. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered him because they don't have Shraddha, faith, unflinching faith in the Holy Name. Because the Holy Name can give you everything. Prabhupada said everything is in the Holy Name. It's Krishna himself, which means all attractive. Hare means the energy of God. And Rama means the supreme enjoyer, one who gives the pleasure to the senses. So by chanting the Holy Name, we should be in bliss. Not that we fight with our mind. That means something is wrong. And of course we are fighting with our mind because it's not easy. We have a lot of anarthas and so on. But when we chant, we should have attitude. As I mentioned, I want to get purified so I can serve the Lord nicely, in a nice attitude, so that I can also get bliss by doing it. Because Prabhupada said, when you do devotional service, you are automatically happy. If you're not happy, something is wrong. or you're not having faith, or you're not doing it right, or something is not good. For example, when we do kirtan, this is like yagya, we're doing it for Krishna, for His satisfaction. So we should naturally be happy. We should have attitude before we go to do kirtan. This is for you, Krishna. It's not for me. I don't want to enjoy it. I just want to do it for you. I want you to enjoy. So if we really have this attitude, and I have experienced it, if we have this attitude, the kirtan, all the devotional service, whatever we do, it will be pleasing to our heart. It will really be bliss, happiness. Naturally, happy we will be by doing this. So we have to have Shraddha. Every day pray to Krishna. Please give me your mercy, Krishna. I can't do anything. I'm a sinful person. I'm doing aparadhas every day. And still, I want to have a desire to serve you. So this is the attitude. And we should try to practice it every day. I also remember a few times, of course it happens, the devotees have good japa, right? When you chant, sometimes it's very sweet, it is nice, no? So it feels very purifying. Sometimes we are struggling, fighting with the mind, because we are not in the right attitude, right? So we should have japa for purification in the right attitude. We should ask Guru, our spiritual master, for the mercy. Or we should go and pray to Nityananda on the altar, because he is the most merciful person in the whole existence. He is the most merciful person. He is more merciful than Krishna himself. Nityananda is Krishna's brother, Balaram. So they came together as Chaitanya and Nityananda, Nima and Itai. And they showed the best example that they are the most merciful incarnation, actually. 100% Nityananda is merciful. Like Jaga and Madai, they came and they throwed, what was it, from the flower, they hit him in the head with something anyway. So Nityananda was bleeding on his head. And Haridas Thakur said it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his brother, got very angry. And he came, and when he saw Jaga and Madai, he took his Sudarshan Chakra, and he wanted to kill them. And Nityananda jumped and said, "No, no, don't do this. Because we came just for such persons who are the biggest rascals. Because they were very, very mean. They were drinking alcohol and committing many offenses, eating meat, killing cows, and so on. So they did most sinful activities." And Nityananda said, "No, don't kill him. We came in this world just because of these persons who are most sinful and fallen." And he said, "If we don't shower our mercy upon them, then we are actually not representing our incarnation, why we came here." So he said like that, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased by what Nityananda said. And Jaga and Madai immediately surrendered to them, and they say, "Please take care of us." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, if you don't do any more sinful activities, we will take you in devotional service." So they surrendered to Krishna, even though they did so much sinful activities. And if you just surrender to Krishna, He will take care of you. But that surrender, it starts with Shraddha, with faith, and then naturally it should grow up and grow up, and more and more and more and more faith in Krishna. And then we will spontaneously want to serve Him with love and devotion. Not that, "Oh, I have to wake up at 4 and so on. It will come naturally in our heart. I want to do it. I want to do it for Krishna, you know. I want to do it for you. I know I'm a fallen soul. I can't serve Krishna because I'm very dirty. I'm a materialistic person. What can I give to God? How can I satisfy Him? He's Atmarama, self-satisfied. What can I give to Him?" So if we have this attitude, "I want to serve Him even though I don't have any bhakti in me, any love for Krishna, but I want to try. And if we cry every day, I really want to do it," then Krishna will have mercy upon us. Just like, as I said, He was pleased with Srivastakur, He was pleased with Jagan Madai when they surrendered and they chanted a lot of rounds. How much was it? I think they also chanted like Haridas Thakur. More than 100 rounds a day. So they completely surrendered and dedicated their life for Krishna, just to serve Him. And even though if somebody is still working, I don't know, having a job, or even having a family, he should have in his mind, this is Krishna's family, I will try to serve them and help them, that they also become gradually Krishna consciousness and purified. But I'll also do it, like Srila Prabhupada said, first save yourself and then you can save the whole world. So we have to become self-realized, liberated from material nature, and then we can save everyone. So everything depends upon Shraddha, about our faith, and how much are we really sincere, and what is actually the attitude. What is the attitude? What is the motive? Why am I going to do this now? Am I going to cook? Why am I going to do garlands? Why am I going to do japa? Or why am I going to play mridanga? Why am I going to play harmonium or kartals? I'm going to do it to satisfy Krishna and to do it for my own purification. So these are the two things we should always keep in our mind. These two things. And then by Krishna's mercy, He'll shower mercy upon us. And always pray to Krishna to give us sadhu sangha. Because sadhu sangha means association of pure devotees who are self-realized. And by their mercy, we can really become easily purified and our Shraddha will really become strong. So we should pray for this and have the right attitude. So I think that's it from me for now. Is there any question you would like to ask? If you like, you can, or a comment. Everything is fine? Okay, thank you very much for your listening. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki, Nittai Gaur Premanande, Hari Bol.